This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Apu Gapak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met Bhutan's King Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk and Queen Jetsun Pema Wangchuk in New Delhi today. During the meeting, Modi admired Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk's vision for Bhutan's progress and regional development. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said both countries are committed to advancing the unique and enduring partnership between India and Bhutan. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar had received them at the airport today morning. The Rajya Sabha today resumed discussion on the Bharatiya Vayuyan Vidheyak 2024. The Lok Sabha had already passed the bill in the monsoon session this year. The bill empowers the central government to make rules regulating the design, manufacture, maintenance, sale, export or import of any aircraft and to secure the safety of aircraft operations. The bill is also aimed at empowering the government to make rules for the investigation of any air accident or incident. ISRO today launched PSLV-C59 launch vehicle carrying Proba 3 spacecraft into a highly elliptical orbit from Satish Dhawan Space Center in Sriharikota. After the launch, ISRO on social media platform X said, PSLV-C59 has successfully soared into the skies, marking the commencement of a global mission led by New Space India Limited, with ISRO's technical expertise to deploy European Space Agency's groundbreaking Proba 3 satellites. Celebrating the remarkable diversity of the Northeast region, the first ever Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav will be celebrated from 6 to 8 December next at Bharat Mandapam Pragati Maidan, Delhi. The festival, scheduled to be inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, aims to showcase the beauty, diversity and promise of the 8 states of Northeast India. The first ever Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav aims to offer a dynamic stage for showcasing Northeast India's vibrant textile sector, tourism opportunities, traditional craftsmanship and distinctive geographical indication GI tagged products. It will serve as a celebration of the region's cultural wealth while focusing on its strategic importance in India's future development. Governor K.T. Parnaik graced the 10th convocation of Northeastern Regional Institute of Science and Technology, NERIST, today. A total of 610 graduates and postgraduates received their degrees, while 76 were awarded with PhD. The governor, in his convocation address, said that the convocation marks an important milestone in the lives of the graduates and the journey of NERIST, which has consistently upheld the ideals of academic excellence and holistic education for the last 4 decades. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has emphasized creating world-class infrastructure and facilities to promote adventure tourism in Arunachal Pradesh, and called upon stakeholders to recommend practical suggestions specific to the state for the government to take action. Speaking at the 16th Annual Adventure Convention of the Adventure Tour Operators Association of India at Tawang yesterday evening, Khandu appreciated the association for coming up with a booklet on adventure tourism scopes and maps for enthusiasts to plan their visits to Arunachal Pradesh. He also expressed optimism that the 6-day convention from 3rd to 8th December will eventually come up with bright ideas and practical ways and means to take adventure tourism to the next level, not only in Arunachal Pradesh but across the Northeast and the country. A MOU has been signed between the state government and the Indian Army for maintenance and upkeep of the Major Ralingnau Bob Cutting Museum of Vellore in presence of Chief Minister Pema Khandu in Tawang yesterday. The MOU was signed between Tawang DC Kankidarang and Brigadier V.S. Rajput of the 190 Mountain Brigade. With the signing of the agreement, the museum will be effectively managed solely by the Indian Army. Bambusai Library Teju, in collaboration with the Central Bureau of Communications Teju, jointly organized a 2-day Navy Day celebrations in Lohit yesterday. Painting competitions for students of class 8 to 12 and an exhibition of posters and books on Indian Navy's gallant sacrifices were on display. Speaking on the occasion, Associate NCC Officer 22 Arunachal Pradesh BN NCC Dr. Rajan Miu said that for Arunachal youth, the Indian Navy opens up ample opportunities for bringing out and promoting their personal talents and building a career. He's congratulated all the 45 young artists from 5 schools of Lohit who had participated in the Navy Day painting competition. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.